Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Effectively Describe Teaching New Technology. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions related to describe a time when you taught someone to use new technology. This topic is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams due to the ever-increasing role of technology in our lives. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about technology. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you use technology in your daily life? Band 6-7 answer. I use technology quite frequently in my daily life. I rely on my smartphone for communication and checking social media. I also use my laptop for work and studies. Band 8-9 answer. Technology is an integral part of my daily routine. From the moment I wake up to my smart alarm, to using productivity apps for work, and even for leisure activities like streaming movies, I'm constantly engaging with various forms of technology. It's fair to say that technology permeates almost every aspect of my life. Q. What's your favorite piece of technology? Band 6-7. Answer. My favorite piece of technology is probably my smartphone. It's very useful and helps me stay connected with friends and family. Band 8-9 answer. I'd have to say my smartphone is my most indispensable piece of technology. It's not just a communication device, but a multifunctional tool that serves as my camera, navigation system, personal assistant, and even a portable office. The versatility and convenience it offers are truly remarkable. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a time when you taught someone to use new technology. You should say, who you taught, what technology it was, why you taught them, and explain how you felt about the experience. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about the time I taught my grandmother how to use a smartphone. She had always used an old flip phone, but we decided to get her a smartphone so she could stay more connected with the family. I spent a weekend showing her how to use basic functions like making calls, sending text messages, and using WhatsApp. It was challenging at times because she wasn't familiar with touchscreens, but we took it step by step. I taught her because I wanted her to be able to video call with us and see photos of the family more easily. It was important to me that she didn't feel left out of our digital conversations. Overall, I felt good about the experience. It was rewarding to see her progress and exciting when she sent her first emoji. It brought us closer together and gave me a new appreciation for how intuitive these technologies are for younger generations. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to recount an enlightening experience I had when I took on the task of introducing my grandmother to the world of smartphones. My grandmother, who had been steadfastly loyal to her antiquated flip phone, was finally ready to embrace the digital age, largely due to our family's desire to keep her more connected. The technology in question was a user-friendly smartphone, specifically chosen for its simplified interface and larger screen to accommodate her needs. I dedicated an entire weekend to this technological initiation, focusing on fundamental functions such as making calls, composing and sending text messages, and utilizing WhatsApp for family group chats. The primary motivation behind this technological tutoring was to bridge the generational gap in our family's communication. I was keen on ensuring that my grandmother could partake in our digital conversations, join video calls to see her great-grandchildren, and have easy access to the plethora of family photos we often share. This experience was both challenging and immensely rewarding. There were moments of frustration, particularly when explaining concepts like touchscreen sensitivity or the logic behind app interfaces. However, these were far outweighed by the moments of triumph, her face lighting up when she successfully made her first video call, or the shared laughter when she discovered the world of emojis. Reflecting on this experience, I feel a profound sense of satisfaction. Not only did it strengthen our bond, but it also gave me a new perspective on the intuitive nature of technology that we often take for granted. Witnessing my grandmother's determination to learn and adapt was truly inspiring, and it reinforced the idea that technological literacy is achievable at any age with the right guidance and patience. Follow-up questions. How did you handle any frustrations during the teaching process? What was the most rewarding moment of this experience? Band 6-7. Answer. When we got frustrated, we took breaks and came back to it later. I tried to be patient and explain things in different ways. The most rewarding moment was when my grandmother successfully made her first video call to my cousin. She was so happy and proud of herself. Band 8-9. Answer. I approached frustrations as learning opportunities. When we encountered difficulties, I would take a step back and try to identify the root of the confusion. This often led to breaking down complex processes into smaller, more manageable steps. I also made a point of celebrating small victories along the way to maintain a positive atmosphere. The most gratifying moment was undoubtedly when my grandmother independently navigated through her photo gallery and shared a picture in our family group chat. It was a clear demonstration of her newfound digital independence and signified the success of our learning journey together. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How do you think technology has changed the way we communicate with older generations? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has made it easier to stay in touch with older generations. We can video call and share photos instantly, which helps bridge the distance. However, it can also be challenging for some older people to adapt to new technologies. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized intergenerational communication in numerous ways. On one hand, it has facilitated unprecedented levels of connectivity, allowing for real-time video calls and instant photo sharing, which can help combat feelings of isolation often experienced by older individuals. This digital bridge has made it possible to maintain close relationships despite geographical distances. However, it's a double-edged sword. While offering these benefits, technology has also created a potential barrier for those who struggle to adapt to rapidly evolving digital platforms. This can lead to a communication gap, where older generations might feel left behind or overwhelmed by the pace of technological change. Moreover, the convenience of digital communication might, in some cases, reduce the frequency of face-to-face interactions, which are often more valued by older generations. It's crucial to strike a balance, using technology to enhance rather than replace traditional forms of communication. Q. What are some challenges in teaching new technology to older people? Band 6-7. Answer. Some challenges include their unfamiliarity with new devices, fear of making mistakes, and sometimes physical limitations like poor eyesight. It can also be difficult to explain technical concepts in a way they understand. Band 8-9. Answer. Teaching new technology to older individuals presents a unique set of challenges. Firstly, there's often a significant cognitive gap to bridge. Concepts that seem intuitive to younger generations who grew up with digital technology can be entirely foreign to older adults. This requires a complete paradigm shift in their understanding of how devices and interfaces work. Another major hurdle is overcoming technological anxiety. Many older people harbor a deep-seated fear of damaging expensive equipment or irreversibly altering settings. This anxiety can significantly impede the learning process and requires patience and reassurance from the instructor. Physical limitations also play a role. Declining motor skills can make it difficult to navigate touchscreens or small buttons, while visual impairments may necessitate adjustments to display settings. Moreover, memory retention can be a challenge, requiring frequent repetition and reinforcement of learned skills. Lastly, there's the issue of relevance. It's crucial to demonstrate the practical benefits of new technology in a way that resonates with their daily lives. Without clear advantages, older learners may lack the motivation to persevere through the learning curve. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Technological initiation, noun phrase, tech-na-a-tion, the process of introducing someone to new technology. Example, the workshop served as a technological initiation for many seniors in the community. Digital literacy, noun phrase, did-lit-essi, the ability to use digital technology effectively. Example, improving digital literacy among older adults is crucial in today's connected world. Generational gap, NEL, gap, differences in attitudes between people of different generations. Example, technology often highlights the generational gap in communication preferences. User-friendly interface, noun phrase, yen face, a design that is easy for people to use and understand. Example, the app's user-friendly interface made it accessible even to those with limited tech experience. To bridge the divide, divide, to connect two different groups or viewpoints. Example, social media platforms can help to bridge the divide between distant family members. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing technology-related topics, develop a rich vocabulary specific to technology and intergenerational relationships. Practice explaining technical concepts in simple terms, as this demonstrates true understanding. Prepare personal anecdotes related to teaching or learning about technology. Consider different perspectives on how technology impacts various age groups. Work on fluency by regularly discussing technology topics with others. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing the language, but being able to use it flexibly and appropriately in context. For more guidance on navigating cultural differences in online settings, which can be relevant when discussing technology across generations, check out our article on describing a time when you had to navigate a cultural difference online. Additionally, to explore how mentorship can play a role in technological learning, read about describing a person who has been a great mentor during remote learning. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.